Okay. Hello, everyone, and welcome. This is Jenna Blackert, and this is class number one for Journey of the Healer with Kenji Kamara and Jenna Blackert. Thank you for joining us tonight. And I would like to open up the line, open up your thoughts around what if we could change one thing for you during this class, what would that be? And you can bring it up energetically or you can bring it up verbally. It's completely up to you, but I would really interested in hearing some of your thoughts. And if you just, when you speak, if you just want to say your name. And
Roxanne.
Okay. Roxanne, go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just got into the call.
Oh. Okay. I had asked, what is it that you would love to learn, change, grow, expand during this call?
Everything.
Okay. Who else would like to share?
I'll say Dennis. My name is Era.
Okay.
And I'd like to clear out all of that crazy subconscious stuff that comes up, and I don't even know what half of it is, but it sabotages, it frightens, it does all kinds of scary stuff. I'd like to clear that out.
Okay. Can you put the, are you writing a list?
No.
Make a,
I am taking some notes, yes.
Okay, fantastic.
And Darlene, can I share?
Absolutely.
I'd like to change health. I've had that chronic fatigue for 18 years.
Mm. Okay, health. That's probably a big one for all of us. Body aches, we'll add that to the list. Just, you know,
okay.
In all, yeah, that sounds like a really good one for all of us. Anybody else would like to share?
I have one that's kind of maybe a given, but I'd like to say it out loud anyway.
Mm-hmm.
That's okay. I'm Whitney. Obstacles to making the leap from believing in my capacity to embody more and allowing it to actually show up, like in an experiential way.
Oh, I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, fantastic.
You know? Yeah.
Yeah. I have self-doubt stuff. That's going, you know, that's happening with a new project. So, Kenji, I'd like to add that to the list.
I wonder why.
Gosh. Well, it just is, it's so limiting, those silly little doubts in our heads.
Yeah.
All right. Anybody else before we get going here?
This is Cheryl, and I'd like to reclaim the self-esteem that we all have as an infinite being.
Say it again.
To reclaim the self-esteem that was maybe suppressed because of traumas and dramas.
Okay. So claiming your infinite self, maybe?
Yes.
Okay. That sounds like fun.
I have one.
Okay,
this is Catherine. For me, I think it's really trusting inner guidance. Sometimes I feel like I'm making it up, and I just want to really trust.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, it's like knowing your knowing, really, truly
right.
Trusting your knowing. Yeah, I like
mm-hmm.
that. Okay.
Hi, it's Diane here. Can you hear me?
Hi, Diane. Yeah.
Hi. What I would love to clear, I've been doing different modalities for a while, and I love energy healing, and I love Kenji, and I love what he's doing. And I think part of my problem is I just cannot feel like I'm connected enough to pull as much energy as I need because I think I'm a control freak, and I need to get rid of whatever stops that.
Okay.
I don't know what it is.
I think there's a lot of control freaks on the line that just won't admit it. There's the whole energy raised when you said that. They're like, oh, good.
Okay. Then maybe we can take care of that tonight.
Cool. That sounds fun.
Okay, thanks.
Hi, this is Jan. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi. I'd like to actually put in the table. I have IBS, and I would like to take care of that.
Okay. I'm sorry. If you guys are being noisy, can you please press star 6? Thank you.
I didn't get. I didn't get that last one.
No. Can you say it again?
And yeah, this is Jan. You know, I have bouts of IBS, irritable bowel syndrome.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and I think it's because of I'm resistant to changes coming in.
Uh-huh. Well, it's you know, it's could be, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. Anybody else?
Yeah, I have one. This is Gabrielle, and I know for a fact, I've known since I was a little kid, that we can heal instantaneously. I seem to have some resistance or block to allowing that for myself. Like I can, and I'd like to dissipate whatever that is.
Okay. That's pretty, I would hope that that would happen, like really truly knowing that we can heal. I
think, yeah.
Yeah. Cool. All right. Anybody else? Again, if your line is noisy or if I have muted you because you were being noisy, you can always press star 6 if you can't talk but would like to.
Hi,
this
can you hear me?
Okay. Camry, I think I heard.
Well, Kathy.
Jesse?
No, okay. This is Kathy.
Oh, okay, there's Kathy. This one's being busy, I think. Okay, go ahead, Kathy.
I'm just wanting to clear up and know that I'm worthy.
Mm-hmm. That one seems like it has a high resonance, too. Yeah, that, I think that falls under my self-doubt in that category.
That's probably true.
Don't you love it that we can absolutely come up and say, these are what I am doing to myself?
And I have one more. I was wondering if we could become more powerful healers.
Yes, that is in the course description.
Okay, great.
All right, fantastic. So,
Susan here, could I add one?
Absolutely.
I'd like to remove any blocks or needs for approval of others.
Okay.
That are in the way. Thank you.
That's a great one. All right. Okay, Kenji, do you want to take it away?
Okay. Are you going to mute everyone
or
now?
Here, let's. Yes, if you'd like.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We can. Okay. So today what we're going to talk about is clearing emotional and mental body baggage. Mm-hmm. You know, that stuff that's in, literally, that's housed in our body that is causing us to be stuck, limiting, painful, all that. Right?
Right.
And you're okay. Good. I didn't meet you. Thank goodness. All right. All right. I'm going to go ahead and let you get us started.
Okay. So, again, we're going to invite the whole universe onto this call. Those that aren't working, we invite you to the call. That was a little light humor, by the way, because I don't know if they have paying jobs on the other side like we do here. But they are working. So all beings that are that can take a break for about the next hour or so and you'd like to join us, we invite you to come and either receive or hold space for the audience here tonight. And let's see here. We are going to begin to set the energetic template, if you will, we always do this so that you feel an energetic safety and you feel support.
Mm-hmm.
So think of it like this. You got to do certain things before you plant seeds in the garden. So this is kind of what we're doing. We're doing all the prep work so that we can go into the garden and not only plant seeds, but harvest what comes from the seeds. Garden's always a good analogy. I'm going to quickly go down the list here that you guys shared. Now, one has to be careful if one is asking for everything. We don't want your brain to explode. So I get this occasionally where someone wants a way for everything, like that's in the way. And so I'm going to have to be a little bit more cautious or careful and would suggest to that person to just give me one thing. So we're going to ask everyone on the call to pick one thing that they feel is blocking them, what they believe is blocking them from being the self-empowered healer, transmitter, messenger, channel, if you will. Pick one thing emotionally that you feel is the main experience that's holding you back. So I'm going to go down the list real quickly. Scary stuff. I'm sensing most of that is not yours, and that's why it's scary stuff to you. CFS, chronic fatigue syndrome. Okay, that's most likely you're picking up everybody else's pain, trying to process it out of your body, and it's getting stuck. Obstacles, well, we all have challenges and obstacles, but this one, obstacles of believing, it's really good. It probably came from your parents and or the church. Self-doubt, that we're all working on that. We all came in to work with collapsing and clearing and releasing our self-doubt about ourselves. But think about this. If you really were manifesting who you are and why you came here, there appears to be a lot of responsibility in that state. And it might be a little scary for many of you to even think of the thought of if I was fully realized, and there's no such thing as that, but let's just say if I was really realized and had to go out there and service the world, that's a lot of responsibility on me. I'd have to, like, really do some good walking with my talking, right? And that might kind of scare you a little bit. So just something to ponder. We're all working with self-esteem, traumas and dramas. So, again, whatever you put your attention on, that grows. So tonight, how about we shift that, and instead of continually focus on how to clear and collapse traumas and dramas, how about shifting the perspective to unlimited joy, allowance, and the freedom that you have as a soul being, trusting guidance while we're all being challenged with that. And by the way, guidance does not come through the logical mind. Okay, type A. Those are the hardest ones to receive. In other words, it's really hard for type A's to relax and receive, let alone stop doing what they're doing. But we're going to ask all of you type A's to be the being instead of the doing tonight. IBS, I think you're right, resistance to change. So it will upset your system. Also, digestion is reflective of how you process daily experiences, especially emotionally. So if emotions get held in and not expressed on a daily basis over time, it could cause all kinds of intestinal and bowel irregularities and overweight. Okay, inner block to self-healing. Just think little kids, right? Born healers. And then somewhere along the lines, parents or somebody, authority figure, tells them they can't do that. No, you can't raise the dead and you can't, like, put your hands on somebody and heal their broken ankle. That's not possible because medicine says it's not possible. So at that point when you're 3 or 5 years old, you begin to shut that down. Okay, self-worth. Well, we're all working with that. That's a given. The higher your self-worth, the more incredible your healing work is. Approval. Well, it comes from parents. So if they didn't approve you and accept you fully, and I mean unconditionally, then you grow up and you have to work through this whole thing of being accepted. Okay. Four lower bodies. They're not really lower than your higher bodies, but it's an old kind of esoteric phrase. It refers to basically your physical, etheric, emotional, and mental bodies. So today we're going to work with your emotional and mental bodies. And they're not necessarily distinct bodies, as opposed to your physical, etheric body. But let's just say that your emotions have to be housed energetically somewhere outside your body, as well as inside. And so let's just say we created what we call some kind of an emotional sphere that houses our emotions, good, bad, and indifferent. They're all there. Same thing with the mental body. Mental body, though, is more precisely your belief systems, but even more precisely, it's your logical mind level. Logical mind in a sense of, let's rephrase this. So your mental body expresses and houses your beliefs about yourself. Okay, let's do right now before we go any further. Okay, everyone, we're going to take a deep breath in and we're going to visualize. And for all of you that say, I can't see, that's just a self-created block. You do see. Because if you didn't see, you wouldn't be alive. So we're going to imagine that everybody can see right now. Visualize. So you're going to take a deep breath in, and you're going to visualize what appears to be lights, four lights in your physical space. In the room that you're in, or the home or apartment that you're in. And these pillars of lights, they can appear to change, but the idea here is you're going to call forth an anchor from the angelic kingdom, their support. And we do this through the pillars of light. Four, meaning foundation. Four creates solid foundation. This is what you want. You want an energetic, solid foundation for this attunement activation we're doing. So imagine that you are seeding in your space four huge, and now we're talking huge, pillars of light or force fields of light or spirals of light or balls of light, spheres of light, however you want to visualize that. And now you're going to feel the power that's being generated, because they're actually power generators that are together generating this huge cocoon of light around you. This is the sacred space that we always create when we do the work. Okay, now this cocoon of light is grounded with the earth through the magnetic grid that we talk about, the emerald grid that's below your feet. So imagine and feel now. Use more feeling than anything. You're going to feel tingling and vibrations in your feet, your ankles, maybe even up to your calves and chin, maybe even up to your knees and your thighs. Okay, this is that magnetic energy that's now grounding you with the earth, with Mother Nature. Okay, so continue to do that on your own. We're going to call forth to be a clear and perfect channel for this activation. We ask to be a clear and perfect channel for the wisdom, for the power of grace, for divine balance and harmony, for the power of unconditional love and allowance, for the expression of incredible bliss and joy, ecstasy, wonderment, and laughter. All right, we're going to call forth the presence of the archangels as a collective energy. So take a deep breath and begin to receive them. literally begin to receive their presence in your body. So breathe into and with the light of the archangels. And then take that light and vibration deep into your digestive system, centering in the stomach and the solar plexus. And as you exhale, feel and imagine that the brain is beginning to go into a deep state of relaxation and peacefulness. You're going to bring all of your attention points to your breathing. You're going to let go of the day, let go of the stuff, let go of what you've got to do. Imagine that this is the moment before you leave your body. And so your only purpose is to breathe and gather your energy. So it's much like that. This is the only thing you're doing now is breathing. Let go of everything else and everybody else. Let go of all the distractions. You're multitasking. And if you're driving, please pull out the side of the road or turn off the radio or your iPhone so that you can drive and you can listen to replay later. Same thing with operating heavy machinery. Okay, you want to be in this quiet space of going within, letting everything go, letting everybody go, just to be inside of you. I'm going to call forth the Ascended Masters, the other order of angels that are assigned to your lifetime, that have a role and a purpose. We're going to call forth your soul group to also be in this cocoon of light and begin to connect with you in very deep ways, your soul family. We're going to call forth those masters that, again, have been assigned to this lifetime for you as your support team. We're going to call forth the presence of the heavens and the stars, of those divine constellations and star systems. We're going to call forth the power of the Christed awareness that comes through the great central sun. There's a stargate above your body. Allow that to remain open. Okay, we're going to creatively create a storage area in your brain, and you can do this in about 5 seconds. So it's a huge filing system for quantum vibrations, energy, and consciousness. And we'll just call that your storage unit. It's going to be in your brain, and it's there so that your body doesn't become overloaded with the quantum energies. It's your downloading platform storage area. Take a deep breath. We're going to call forth your ancestors to receive the spirit of your parents, your kids, your grandparents. We're going to call forth your spiritual lineage. And again, we're going to call forth all the beings on the earth that have the time to attend, to receive, also to support all 250 different cell types and cultures on planet Earth. We're going to call forth the representatives from each of these cultures. They represent different planets and star systems. Okay, now imagine the whole universe is holding hands with one another. Billions and billions and billions of beings, layered throughout consciousness. Some in physical bodies, but most not in physical bodies. OK, Okay, now we're going to take the light into the brain, take a deep breath through the nose, and we're going to activate the body through the brain. Pineal, pituitary, thalamus region of the brain. Imagine it's like a sacred trinity of sacred points in the brain. And whenever you breathe in, you're going to activate those points to a deeper level. And the body organs have at least 10 levels to them. So you're going to activate to at least 10 levels of the body. The pineal gland is the central controlling station for the brain, for the body. And you could say it's the most spiritualized, if you will, of the endocrine glands, and it reacts to light frequencies. So take a deep breath in and imagine that the light is penetrating that little gland there in your brain. And as the pineal awakens, it's going to activate the other glands in the body, the thymus, pituitary, pancreas, ovaries, thyroid, adrenal glands. Now take a deep breath into the place between your shoulder blades in your back. Take a deep breath of the light and activate that pranic area. And then on the next breath, you're going to activate the solar plexus. And then you're going to take a breath of the light and activate the spleen, which is an energy regulator for the body. So we're connecting the point in the mid-back between the shoulder blades, the solar plexus and the spleen. And again, we're creating a triangulation of consciousness. This will help with your energy levels. So you want to breathe in now and imagine you're breathing in pure sunlight, cosmic, physical, etheric sunlight. And you're activating those points as well as the points in your brain. Okay, now bring your awareness to the base of the spine, and you're going to breathe in and feel harmony in your sacrum. This is a very important area. Feeling at peace with all the survival stuff in your life. Feeling a sense of calm and trusting awareness. The base of your spine. Okay, now take a deep breath and focus the light into your solar plexus. And we're going to imagine your little child, your inner kid, lives there in your solar plexus. In a nice little home there inside your belly. So we're going to ask your little kid to come out and to receive. So we're going to ask your little one, what is your greatest fear or your greatest pain or internal suffering? What is the thing that stresses you out the most? And you're going to imagine your inner child, your little kid, is taking whatever this is out of his or her little belly, and offering it up to the light. And if there's any hesitancy with your inner kid, that's all right. They'll do it when it's time. You're going to tell your inner kid that it is surrounded with that divine presence, and that the light has never left him or her, the light has always been there. And that light is around the body. And it's in the body right now. That light, that cocoon of light that was created through the four pillars, that light. Tell your inner kid it's okay. It can let it go. It is time. It is time to let it go so that we can begin to live in the new earth vibration. And that God understands the pain and the stress, and all is forgiven. You're going to tell your inner kid that it has never been judged by God, by Prime Source. Only humans make judgments. And that God has never stopped loving. God loves all inner kids, all little kids, forever. And the only reason why your inner kid went into the state of loneliness and depression was because it forgot to look to where the light is. It just forgot. It forgot because of the veil that it accepted when it was young. That's okay. The veil is coming off now. Have your inner kid take a deep breath. Breathe in that wonderful light. Okay, you're going to instruct your little kid to visualize or sense what is called the emotional body. Somewhere within its awareness. It looks like a ball of energy with different colors, some light, some dark. And you're going to ask your little one now that it can be free of emotional stress by disconnecting or detaching itself from the influence of the emotional body. So you're going to instruct your inner kid that it knows exactly what to do. Kid is very wise. Now you're going to instruct your inner kid to do the same thing with the emotional body, which looks a little different. Feels more mental. Feels more thought-like. And these are belief systems and also illogical ways of thinking that comprise the mental body. But they are generally attitudes and beliefs. So we're going to ask your inner kid to detach and release itself from the influence of awe. We'll put it in little kids' terms. Bad attitudes and false beliefs. Beliefs that are not true for your inner child. For you. And have them take a deep breath. And they can visualize the emotional and mental body beginning to recede from their vision, like it's moving out into outer space and becoming smaller and smaller and smaller until it just kind of disappears. Poof. Now, have your inner kid breathe in the light and to refocus now. And we're going to do a little journey that will be quite fun for your inner kid. Now, instruct your inner kid that there will be this golden arc of light. And we're going to call forth some angel beings that will be like escorts, traveling companions. the two escorts will take your inner child through this golden arc of light into the quantum, into that very mystical, magical place where anything is possible. And the body will be kept safe. We have the pillars of light established. And so as your little one moves to this arc of light, and you can go with him or her, we're going into the quantum, or that field where everything is connected and working in harmony. We can call it the void. We can call it the unified field. We can call it the Tao. Now, your little kid will be taken to a special level within the oneness. And this is a place where your little kid will be shown how to create and manifest on the physical plane in practical, everyday terms, whether it's money, whether it's different relationships, whether it's creating wellness in the body, how to stay detached from traumas and dramas, whatever it is. Your inner child is going to be shown how thought works. So we want you to imagine that your inner kid is imagining how they would like to feel emotionally every day, how they would like to have their thoughts, what they would love to do, what they would love to do that brings them bliss and joy. And then how they are going to actually manifest that. So you're going to imagine that another part of you is imagining and visualizing exactly what is needed for you to continue to move forward in your life with manifesting money, wonderful friendships, career, trusting self, feeling love in your body, knowing that you are who you are, and you are on a mission, and no thing is going to stop you. Take a deep breath. Now your inner kid also is going to see and realize how the universe is supporting. How the universe supports, completely supports. And that man's true nature is one of love and cooperation and working together. Now you're going to visualize your inner kid visualizing, feeling, and sensing how to continue to move forward in your life into the new earth vibration. Now you are the voyager in this place. The voyager equals the soul, equals the I am that I am, equals that God particle that was birthed from prime source in the very beginning before time began. That quantum particle, that quantum wave, is the God particle that you are as a representative of prime source in the world of form. And as the God particle, the God unit, the quantum unit, That unit contains all of the attributes, knowledge, capacities of its creator. And it has never been altered or changed since time began. Now have your inner kid breathe that in. Have your inner child breathe in the fact that it has always been absolutely, unconditionally loved and supported throughout all of its lifetimes, not only here on Earth, but in other planets and systems. And that God has never abandoned them. And that your inner kid has never sinned and was never kicked out of the garden. Okay, deep breath. The whole universe, deep breath. Into the light, as the light. Exhaling the light. Embodying the light. Now you're going to tell your inner kid that it is the profound healer. It is indeed the profound healer. And that now it can come out of the closet and begin to express itself through you as the powerful, loving, light-hearted healer that it is. And that some of the most profound ways of healing is through laughter and humor and lightheartedness and play. Okay, we're all going to come back now into our physical bodies. We're going to come through the golden arc of light, and we're going to place our awareness right behind the physical heart. It's a very special place behind the heart. Breathe and make all of your awareness into one center point, right behind the heart. And this is the gateway. This is the gateway to the essence of creation and to all that you are. It's the gateway to all of your hopes and dreams, to your miracles. We're going to meditate for 3 minutes right in this space here together, right behind the heart. And we're just simply going to breathe very slowly. And stay in this place for 3 minutes. Okay, begin to gently open up the eye in your heart and the eye in your forehead. And choose now to take complete command of your physical body and your physical life here on earth. Choose now to be wholly responsible for everything, for all your experiences. Choose now to bless everything you see each and every day. And choose now to give up all facets and levels of self-judgment, of self-criticism, of self-blame, of self-guilt. And know that you are as God created you. Whole and perfect, the manifester of wonderful and great things, not only here on the earth, but everywhere. Take a deep breath and accept who you are. Accept your capacity to shift in a twinkling of an eye. Now imagine that there's a shower of light coming from heaven, and it's washing not only through you, but around you. And that shower of light is going directly into the earth, into the rivers, the forests, the fields and the pastures, into the lakes, into all the wildlife. And this light is blessing all elements of the Earth Mother. So feel the power of gratitude and appreciation. And when you're ready, slowly open the eyes, feeling the bottoms of your feet and the palms of your hands and your whole spinal column. We send our blessings. Namaste. Okay, Jeanette, make sure you unmute me. I'm still hearing silence. Oh, I hear something.
I'm sorry. I had myself doubly muted, so I apologize for that. I was trying to be ultra quiet, and then I unmuted one, and I didn't realize that I needed the other. All right. My goodness. It doesn't matter what you say, Kenji. I just feel. Right? Like, literally, I go in my being, and especially with your work, I get that tingly on my top chakra.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Are you good to take some questions? You know, I think one of my big questions is, mm-hmm. you kind of showed us
you know, you start with creating this energetic template, and then you magnetically connect to the emerald grid. I'm really interested in the format, and I think there's probably others that are interested in kind of like, you know, how do we know it's emerald? You know?
Well, you can make it. You can make it any color you wish. I just that just came to me when I first did it in the very beginning. So you got to remember, all the activations I've ever done in my life were spontaneous. They were basically channeled.
Mm-hmm.
So in the beginning, I had no idea why I'm saying this and why it's being set up. But I've always trusted everything, and so it appears to me very logically or common sense wise that if you do this protocol, the emerald grid, the magnetic grid, the pillars of light, and the stargate, and you call in your higher self, you call in your lineage, you call in your soul group, then you're set to meditate or do anything.
Cool. Okay.
And so if you do that every day, it's going to take your meditation deeper. It's going to take your, if you're a healer and, you know, work on people, it's going to take that work even deeper. It's going to, you could do this before eating. Like, instead of doing a prayer, you could do this for everyone at the table. And I'm going to go out on a limb and say, your food is going to taste absolutely amazingly good. And plus, you will feel that energy at the table. I love having, meal prayers with staff or the people that like are in the training, because the energy that's generated just by us holding hands, not even saying anything, is absolutely exquisite. And I know that when people, you know, that are practicing the show package, audio and video, if they ever connect with other people that are doing the same thing, and they do any kind of like a group work, you know, and setting everything with the protocol, it'll just be amazingly good, whatever they do. So this is what I always do before I meditate. So I've got it down now to where I can go into meditation in about 10 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have to stay in meditation that long. To me, a 20-minute one is really a long time. But I would say for most people, 20 minutes, at least 20 minutes, if not longer, is recommended.
Hmm.
But we need to meditate to make it through the earth changes and to collectively create the new earth, the actual new earth planet.
Do you think that we need to meditate completely quiet and still? Or can we meditate while walking and...
Well, you know, a lot of people, they go into that state when they're in nature. So, yeah, I would say if it's like a nature walk or were you with trees or along the ocean, yeah, that's good too. But the idea is to have, again, that internal connection experience where you know, oh, this is God right here. So now I do not feel alone and I know what to do, even though my life is a mess. I know what to do. It's mostly getting out of our way, really, because the universe will begin to create for you, literally, if you get out of the way enough and not be so stubborn and self-judgmental, basically. So the key is, if you ever find
stubborn.
Me... we all have a stubborn...
I'm not stubborn or self-judgmental. How dare you?
Yeah, how dare we?
How dare we do that to ourselves? I mean, on some level, there's something very true to that. Like, how dare we be the one that judges ourselves, judgments every bit of our body, judgments all that we are, you know, right and wrong and what we said to someone in some email or, you know.
Yeah.
10
yeah.
years
that
ago.
That upset us for like 3 months. Yeah. No,
right.
Here, it comes down to the whole, not only church, but even in spiritual groups in the past. You know, the teachings of, on some level, that God is a judgmental God. and that God can actually get angry
right.
at us. Well, think about it.
Yeah.
If we never heard that concept spoken or written in our lifetimes, we're talking 23,000 lifetimes just here. If we never saw those teachings, do you think we would judge ourselves? I don't think so.
I don't know. I mean, that there's a reason they call it Judgment Day. And there's a reason that, I mean, Jesus literally died on the cross because we freaking judged.
Well, I guess I'll put another thought into your little brain that'll probably keep you up tonight. No, he never
no,
died on the cross. He never died on the cross.
He ascended, actually. Right.
He didn't actually physically even go up there. But that's another 10-part series that we could do. on the true teachings, collapsing
sure.
all the old beliefs, yeah, that aren't working. But basically, no, I mean, just think about it. If you were Jesus, would you come and get crucified on some kind of wooden thing
to make
supposedly
a point,
dying for everybody's ignorance? I don't think you would be smart enough to do that. Just put yourself in his place. Yeah. Anyway, it's food for thought. But the basic thing with this activation we did was to help your inner child to really have an experience that they are absolutely loved and supported. Because with that field of awareness, you won't have all these things that we're dealing with right now. They'll start to collapse on their own because you're holding this space of, I'm absolutely great, I'm loved and supported. So therefore, there's no need to go into any kind of denial or any kind of self-judgment or any kind of self-pity or the stress of like, oh, my God, this new thing I'm doing. Oh, God, now, what do I got to do? Oh, I got to breathe? Yeah, you won't have to go through that. You won't have to go through the traumas and dramas. You can if you want. And part of the work is.
Right.
You know,
it's always a choice.
Well, yeah. And, you know, people can be absolutely cleared from today. And tomorrow they can muck themselves up again by recreating the same thoughts and beliefs. And some do. But the wise ones go, oh, I'm never going down that road again. I'm going to be very conscious now.
Right.
And to me, awakening is not this thing. It's just it's like an everyday thing, this whole thing of awakening. It's not a big mm-hmm. deal. Well, maybe for some they have this, you know, incredible divine vision, right? And they get knocked on their butts and then... And then the voice says, now go save the world. But I think for most of us, it's just a gradual, everyday thing where we wake up each day a little more aware, a little more conscious, a little more loving, and a little bit more excited about life and with a little more energy.
That's how it's been for me.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's interesting because, I mean, people tell me, oh, you're awakening now. You know, I can see that you're not awakened, but you're awakening. And I think I found that fascinating because I never really thought that I was asleep ever, but my life was not beautiful. It wasn't like what it is now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I would like to take some callers and, you know, really make sure that they get what they need if you're open for that.
You want to take some callers to the stars? Yeah. I was just playing on words. My dry humor. You said you want to take some callers, and I go, okay, she's taking them where? To the stars?
Right? Let's do that, too. You guys can press star 2 to raise your hands. And it makes me sound like one of those talk shows. Would you like a lifeline? Would you like to call your mother? Okay. All right. So the first one that's been waiting here for a little while is from New York, and the area code is 917. Okay, you're up. Oops. Yes, now you are.
Hello.
Hi there.
Can you hear me?
We can.
Oh, hi. This is Krista.
Hey, Krista.
Hi.
How are you?
Excellent. I actually don't have a question. I just want to say thank you that these experiences on all the calls have been amazing, and tonight was no exception. And I just really want to say thank you. I'm really grateful to be a part of it.
Most welcome, dear.
All right. Let's grab the next one. The next one's from Calgary. Calgary.
Yay, Calgary.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello? Oh, it's Ari from Calgary. Can you hear me?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, Janice, I love you. Thank you, my dear.
Oh.
Kenji, so much. Okay, I'm nervous. Can I ask any question?
Anything you need, anything you want, anything you desire.
Awesome. Well, I was diagnosed 30 years ago with Crohn's, and I've had lots of fabulous healings, and I've become a body talk practitioner and a theta healing practitioner. It seems I can help people, but I haven't been able to heal myself permanently. And I really thought I had it licked last summer, and I wanted to share this with you, Kenji and Jenith, too, because I had a very strange experience in the fall. November 8th, to be exact, and it was the first day of Rika's Ending Judgment webinar that she did for 8 weeks. I went to the dump to take a friend who needed to dump a bunch of stuff from her house. And so I was helping her out because she lost her house, and I was feeling bad for her. And I'm at the dump, and I felt and smelt something to me that seemed like two dead bodies in the dump. And when I turned around to look, I've been to the dump many times. I never smelt anything like that in my life. And I bent over and I started to dry heave. And my girlfriend was laughing hysterically because she thought it was the funniest thing she'd ever seen. And I could hear voices, tremendous sorrow and grief, and I kept trying to push it out of my head. I got an instant migraine. And then I truck coming over the dump to squish all the garbage, and I saw all the dead bodies, and I don't know what reality I went into, and I wasn't sure at the time that anything had happened, but that night I went home, I had a terrible migraine, and I was sick, very sick, for the next 5 months, and I'm just snapping out of it now. And I thought, wow, I really went in deep. My homeopath said, really, Ari, you should stay on the shallow end. You should stop going diving in like that. But it seemed to happen beyond my ability to control it or reverse it.
Interesting.
I'm just wondering if you have any suggestions on or insights or anything
well,
on what
you weren't
hearing your voice, Dennis. What the hell are they doing down there?
So you probably weren't aware that you were called to help those people make transition. So you didn't realize it on some level, and you just absorbed their sorrow and their grief and took it home with you and tried to process
it out of
your body.
You know what? I did a ceremony on exactly that,
mm-hmm.
But it didn't necessarily leave my body, but I really did feel that I was called to help them, and I've had that experience before.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm, me too.
Yeah.
It must have really overwhelmed me because I cried and I grieved and I thought I was helping them. I don't know. Obviously, I wasn't doing it right because I did intuit what you're saying, that there was something I was supposed to do, but obviously got lost in it somehow.
Well, I think it also, though, triggered some of your memories of perhaps dying like how they did.
You know, I feel like I've been everything.
Uh-huh.
I've died in every way. I've lived in every way. I've always felt since I was little that I've experienced everything. So when people want to pull up past life in me, I'm like, yeah, you know what? I feel like I've been it all. For some reason, I came back this time. But it's not like I feel like I'm here to learn. I feel like there's something I'm supposed to be doing. Because my girlfriend said to me that I was a Nazi in the last life, and so this is why, like, I'm being punished, and she went into all this karma shit, and pardon my language, and I just said, I really can't go there with that. I don't think Creator is sends us back blindfolded, deaf, dumb, and blind to, you know, pay penance. So,
so
I know I've died.
Is,
pardon me?
Did you buy, you bought, Jeanette, everybody on the call bought the class, right?
Correct.
Okay, so
yes.
Listen to these shows over and over again, especially this one.
Okay.
There's different levels that sink in each time you listen to it. But okay. Don't listen to it more than one time per day.
Okay.
All right. Let it sink in. Because this can be a very powerful journey, this call.
Okay.
Okay,
and it's a powerful
journey.
Yeah, can I say something?
Sure.
About an awareness about you?
Yes, please, Jenna.
Yeah, the awareness that, I'm going to put it in the form of a question, but what if your Crohn's disease is not a wrongness in you and not something that needs to be healed? It's a journey within you. Is that a possibility?
I'm sure it's a possibility. I don't want the journey. I don't see the benefit of suffering. I don't see it, you know? It's like, okay, I'm sensitive, I get it. There's got to be another way.
So what if this was a choice that you created without knowing, right, before you, like, chose body, right? Maybe it was a choice. And maybe you chose it because it would make you an incredible dynamic healer. Is there a possibility of that? But maybe it's...
You know, when you say that freaks me out because I've always believed that since I was a little girl. And I thought it was really arrogant. And my one wish was to be that. Like you talk about raising the dead. Absolutely, no, that's true. Anything's possible. And yet there's this little voice saying, arrogant, stay where you are. You have no right.
Mm-hmm. That sounds like a parent talking to a child.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and church and religion and all that scary stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, especially religion.
So keep listening to it.
Yeah, that's
not to worry.
Call.
Not to worry.
That's a call.
Well, thank you both. You both. Thank
you
so much.
You're welcome.
Bless you.
God bless you too, sweetie.
All right. Our next caller is from 760 area code. 760, you're up.
Oh, yes. Hi. My name is Linda. And, you know, I really appreciate your meditations. They really are great. And I've been somebody that's been, you know, meditating for 20 years or so, and it's just definitely moving me to a deeper level. I really appreciate it. My difficulty, you know, I can really find my vibration and just enjoyment and gratitude and appreciation of life really nicely. But my 17-year-old son has a great way of pushing my buttons and bringing me down, you know, within a flash. And I'm wondering what suggestions you might have in maintaining my vibration despite, you know, the son sort of rejecting everything we've ever taught him and all of that.
My feeling about why kids misbehave, I'll just use that phrase. They're trying to wake up the parents or adults, so that's partly why they do what they do. They also act peculiar, put it very politely, because they are wanting recognition of who they are. In some ways, they know who they are, but until they actually hear it from, like, their parents or a teacher or somebody they look up to, they will act out. Kids can do funny things because they're not acknowledged. And I just pose this to all the young kids that might be on the call or the parents of young kids that are, like, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. So when was the last time you really, really looked into their soul and acknowledged who they were and why they're here? And how many times have you told them how appreciative you are for just their presence in the family and that they are healers? And when was the last time as a parent that you told your kid or asked your kid for a healing, actually? Most parents won't do that. They won't ask their kids for a healing. So you got to remember, when you were a kid, you were the healer to your parents, and now your kids are the healers for you up until the time they leave home. So food for thought. Thank you for sharing.
That's great. You have anything else? Sorry.
I'm good.
I'm sorry if I let our caller, I don't know, I messed something up. I apologize. Okay. Our next one is from Teresa in Austin, Texas. Yay.
Hi, this is Teresa. I'm actually in Florida right now, but my phone number comes up as Texas. From the meditation, I got a really bad headache.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just wondering if you can help me with that. I didn't start the meditation with one, but sometime during it, got a really, like a band around my head and a lot of pressure in my forehead.
Mm-hmm. So that's just some resistance there. Whoops, I'm getting an echo. Okay.
Okay, it should be gone.
Okay.
I'll let her talk in a minute.
Get back to my train of thought here. So sometimes unconscious resistance will feel like that. It'll feel like a band, a tight band around your head or inside your head. So go back in the meditation after the call is over, just a short meditation, and use the breath and just bring a sense of relaxation to your brain and tell your brain it's all right, it's okay. We're just going to work with this little resistance you have here that's coming from the subconscious, and everything's okay. We're just going to breathe peace and acceptance into the brain. So sometimes when belief systems, and definitely when people have a emotional purging, not everybody will have the purging effect, but some people will have it, and it will come across with maybe like in a very intense short-term headache, so don't take any painkillers, you don't need to, or a severe stomach ache or even diarrhea and nauseousness. But if that occurs, don't fight it. Just go with the flow because it won't last long. It's just your body's way of releasing those ancient things that are very old. So in some sense, the more older it is, the more intense it might be when it frees itself up, so to speak. And it's for the person's awareness of this. That's why the symptoms come up. It's so that people can recognize, oh, this is what it feels like to hold in this anger for 35 years. Oh, I'm sorry, body.
Mm-hmm.
That was in reference to the headache.
And isn't that somewhat true about all body aches? That it's just an awareness that isn't realized?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, because if it was realized, we wouldn't have it.
Uh-huh.
So think of it as a good thing in that, you know, even illnesses, and but you have to look at it from, it has everything to do with our thinking. So if you put cancer or diabetes or this heart condition as a big, big problem, as something you can't overcome, then you won't overcome it. But if you have the attitude like, this is just a bump in the road, you know, I'll just drive right over it very slowly. So it's a whole different attitude. And having that attitude that you can overcome anything or to deal with anything. See, sometimes healing is not a physical healing of, like, being crippled, but it's the healing in the mind that's important. And that, I'm just going to learn how to live with this. Okay, or same thing with someone that has only one leg. All right, So that happened. Okay, now I just got to adjust my thinking to where this is not going to bother me. So maybe that was a lesson for this lifetime, is to overcome a handicap, a physical handicap, with spiritual awareness.
You mean as far as the lady with Crohn's or the headache?
Well, with anything. It's not necessarily healing. It's not necessarily like
right.
Raising the dead. Well, raising the dead in a sense of waking people up, yeah. But
right.
Healing is not always healing a physical malady.
Mm-hmm.
It's like where your heart's at and where your mind's at. That's really important. And I always say, you know, if it's up to God, you know, God will heal it if it's meant to be. If not, you know. So we don't ever work against that power. We just do our best to deliver the energy, the information, set the protocol, and then we hold the state of unconditional love and allowance, and whatever is possible can happen in this experience. That's all I can do, you know, as a messenger. I don't know what else to do as a messenger, because you're not going to heal somebody by taking their pain away. That's not true healing.
Mm-hmm.
Although some people can go to John of God and like come back with no symptoms, but I have a different perspective, and it's just my perspective. I'm here more as an educator.
Yeah,
go ahead.
I want to point something out about you, Kenji, that might help a lot of you on the line. Do you see who he, you know, who he is I'm a messenger and this is what I do. And, you know, there's no trying to do it. There's no arrogance about being profound at doing it. Yes, he's profound at doing it, deeply profound. But he just is it. And he really, truly holds that space so that we can, you know, so that he can be that and we can be that because he is that, because we're stepping into that same place and that vibration. I just want you through this experience to be aware of how he is as a being. And I mean, 'cause there's something really, really special about what you are, Kenji, that a lot of us haven't yet been able to access in our energy. So I just wanted to kind of show that.
Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah.
Well, all I can say, it's been a consciously, well, consciously, I suppose, a 60-year journey or
right.
More consciously since I was 23. So
mm-hmm.
41 years of consciously on the path, seeking it, finding the best healers, looking everywhere within my physical, financial means to study with, you know, I tried to find the best of the best in the field. And, you know, there's a lot I couldn't afford.
That's what I tried to do.
Huh?
That's what I try to do. I want to bring the best to everything, and, you know, especially this call series and, you know, the regular New Wealth call series. Okay, we have a few more. I'd love to get to. Thank you so much for the question about the headache. And now I have another word of thought. Is that electromagnetic changes that are happening?
Well, yeah, because your brain's electromagnetic, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, see, the brain, when it goes through shifting, and especially if one is clearing, so to speak, and I even like that term, we got to find a quantum term for the work that we do. It's kind of archaic language that we're having to use to try and describe the quantum. But weird things will happen in the brain as it begins to shift. You can actually feel stuff moving in your brain. You can feel a tightening of your head or expansion of your head. But see, then there also comes a little phase where you'll feel a little disoriented, a little lightheaded, a little dizzy, but not in a way that you're going to take yourself to the hospital, but just kind of in a weird kind of a way. Your balance may be off for a few days or a few weeks. Everything is going to be adjusting to this new earth vibration. And so your body's not going to be the same. You don't want your body to be the same. Your brain's going to start shifting. And so any resistance is going to cause headaches. But also, if we're working with the liver, which we always work with all the internal organs, and we stimulate the liver to cleanse, then you might have a headache for like a day.
Right. Well, absolutely. I mean, the interesting thing as I step into this new brand of conscious nutrition, really starting to study how meditation changes, like our alkaline state, for example. It changes everything, and how we process foods and receive foods in our body. It's really quite fascinating. And so if you're, you know, detoxing a body, that may cause a headache.
Mm-hmm. And guess what? You didn't have to do a cleansing to...
And it was a heck of a lot more fun.
Yeah, definitely a lot more fun.
I'm all over the funness. Totally. All right. Okay, the next one is from Georgia. Okay, Georgia, you're up. Go ahead.
I don't know if that's me. Can you hear me?
It is. Go ahead.
It is. I thought you didn't say 770. Well, hey, Jenna and Kenji, I just wanted to say I'm really enjoying this. And the original tape, I have to say, I listened to it, and I challenged myself. I listened to it several times and made the decision to take this class because healing is kind of new for me, just moving into this whole energy. I guess we'd say the last 5 years have been a really shift in my life. And, you know, constantly listening to you, Jenna, and some other summits, and just I mean, really, it's an addiction. It's an addiction to try to, you know, I guess it's a good addiction to have if you're going to have one.
Mm-hmm.
But I wanted to say that when I raised my vibrational level, my hands were so hot during that. And I don't know what that really means, but they get really, really hot. I've done Reiki. Anyway, I'm going into another healing mode, but I've been doing Reiki some, but, you know, and I'm going through some other, I'm doing life coaching, but most of my focus is more of a spiritual awakening, kind of as you're awakening, and it seems I have a lot of energy to help people through that more than the healing of the physical body. So I'm really related more to what you said about that, Kenji, because to me, you know, one of the first things is to release all these held up, hostage emotions in the solar plexus, because I feel like that's where so much of the physical illness gets manifested from that. So I just want to ask about the hands. How does it help?
Well, with this level of work, your hands have the capacity to get super hot. And people will tell you, oh, my God, your hands are, like, really hot. Where's the heating pad?
And then they started finally cooling off. I'm like, God, I could heat up a cup of coffee with my hands. But anyway.
That's normal.
I really love this. Okay, I just wanted to say I appreciate what you guys are doing, and I'm really excited about this class. So,
you're welcome.
I have to say.
I'm really excited about it, too.
Yeah, I'm so
excited. My way to play even deeper with Kenji.
Yeah, and I love your humor. I love y'all's humor.
Thank you.
You can call me, get to know me, you can call me Abnorma instead of Norma.
Abnorma?
Abnorma.
Nice.
So in college, they called me Abby just because I kind of played on the name Abnorma instead of but anyway. But thank you. Just wanted to put in that for my southern state here in Georgia. I appreciate
cool.
it.
Okay,
thank
you're welcome.
All right, and then the last one currently in the queue is from Washington State, Seattle. Hold on.
Hello.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, we can.
Oh, okay. My name is Jana. Hi, Kenji and Jana. Thank you very much for wonderful, wonderful meditation. I love it. I get very, very calm and very deep. I've never experienced anything like that. And my question is about the space behind our heart. You mentioned that. I've never heard of it before. And could you please tell us more about that place? You said it's very, very special. So I'd like to learn a little more about that.
Well, you will in the remaining four classes. So I am actually not going to say much about it because I don't want the mind to get kind of in the way. But let's just say it's not a very well-known place in the body, let's just say that. But esoterically, in our ancient past, there have been a few references to that place. But generally, it's not known. Yeah, so as far as the marketplace goes, yeah, it's like a new concept or a new idea. But that's okay. You don't have to be advanced in order to get the benefits from this place behind the heart, because everybody can do it. Everybody can be there. So we're going to go a little deeper each time in the next four classes. So that's all I'll say on that.
Okay, cool.
Would you recommend us to explore that place within our daily meditations?
Sure.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, have fun with it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you. All right, you guys. Kenji, so is there anything else that you feel needs to be said tonight before we be in this
space? Okay. I've always felt, my professional education was early childhood. So I got my master's in early childhood.
Right.
I had no idea.
For real, or just because you lived it?
No, for real. I actually got two teacher credentials in early childhood, and I never taught in the school system. The highest I could go was preschool. I mean, I didn't want to go any older. So I taught preschool for a couple of years, but I never thought I'd be working with inner childs at this age, right, in my life. But so that was probably the reason why I did it academically. Was to have at least an academic background into the nature of how we grow up, stages of growth and development. And so I have felt for about the last, 10 years, that two things, if we do two things, our life is really stress-free. Doesn't mean we won't have challenges. One is to heal all your issues with your parents, because they mirror really the core issues. Secondly, would be to make sure that your inner child is healed and healthy and happy and whole. You do those two things and you're pretty much done, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Because the only thing that's holding us back is the wounded inner child.
Mm-hmm. And peers. I got messed up by a lot of peers, I think, in high school. Yeah, peer pressure and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So
I would say listen to the call again, definitely, and with the emphasis that you're really going to help the early years of your life to receive the goodness and the healing, and so it can be free. I have noticed a difference in people when their inner child is set free, because they act like that in adult life.
A child.
And so if you are controlling your actions, if you're constrained, if you're worried about fitting in or not fitting in or saying the right thing or not saying the right thing, and then your inner child's also got constrictions and is feeling bounded up. It's feeling like uptight, right? Yeah, and so you, the conscious you, are going to act. You're going to act the way your inner child is. You can't help it. It's just that's the way it is. So that's the key to me, is those two things. Heal your stuff with your parents, even if they're on the other side. Make amends, write letters to them, whatever, and allow your inner child to be healed. And that's it. As far as I'm concerned.
That's all, guys.
That's all?
So, yeah. But, and a lot of the healing that goes on is just not taking on what you've been saddled with from your parents. You know, the whole, you know, money, energy stuff, you know, where, you know, parents were holding back from the depression or something like that. You know, it's really truly about not, you know, having that, not having a charge on that, so to speak. Not, you know, because you were saddled with it as a child. Is that what you're talking about there?
Oh, that's just one aspect. Yeah, we inherit inherent belief systems, or we also rebel against them too.
Right.
But yeah, but most of the time we'll take on their thinking, thinking about money, thinking about sex, thinking about how to raise a family, all that stuff. It just, as a little kid, you absorb all that naturally because you're psychic, you're open.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And then
yeah. When
you're
work
really
bad
smart,
and, yeah.
Yeah. And how many times have we admitted that when our parents had an argument over us when we were growing up that we felt really guilty and it was our fault? When it was not our fault. See? So that's an example.
Right? Well, it makes me feel bad when I've done that to my daughter sometimes, you know, just little things. Because sometimes it just comes out of my mouth, and I know that it's coming out of my mouth because of what my mom might have done, or dad, or you know, just because I am not really 100% present with her.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Yeah.
Well, tell her that next time.
I don't like
oh,
to
that
admit
was
it,
not...
but it's the truth.
Yeah. So next time
yeah,
that happens,
so...
when you find yourself challenging your mom, just say to your daughter, okay, whoops, that wasn't me, that was mom talking. So forget that.
The
what
grandma.
I just said.
Yeah. Right. I'm sorry.
And then your daughter
forget
goes,
everything
now
just
stop.
Happened 5 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Will you destroy and uncreate all that that happened 5 minutes ago? Yeah. Gosh, well, that's a big bucket of homework for them.
Mm-hmm.
Resolve all the issues from your childhood. Thanks.
You're welcome. Well, there's really only one issue, though, from early child. That's your self-esteem. It has to do with your self-esteem, which has to do with your self-worth.
Mm-hmm.
That's it, really. There's only one, really one issue that we all really have to work with and work through and give up and let go, and that's our low self-esteem, our sense of we're not good enough, our sense of lack. I don't have enough money. I don't look good enough. I'm not tall enough. I'm too fat. Whatever it is, right? It all goes back to self-esteem, our self-worth, who we believe we are.
Yes.
Oh, well, I got to paraphrase this, okay, because my guides are kind of like, okay, there is one thing, though, it's actually even bigger than those two things that I just said, and that is to heal your sense that you are separate from God or that you have sinned or that level. So we're talking about healing your religious abuse.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that nobody talks about. But I love going to this level because if I was to really talk to people, you know, when they really, you know, really freely, and I do most of the time anyway, but we don't talk about this level necessarily, but if one didn't have a sense of being banished from the garden, which was actually a false story, actually, that was created, so it really never happened, but you pretty much ask any Christian, and Christians make up 90% of America, maybe more. So there's a lot of people that believe that somehow they got separated from God, Creator, and they got to work their way back into the good graces to get back into heaven. And that's such a dumb thing. That is such a dumb thing. But it's very powerful influence. It causes us to have wars and fight over things that really we don't need to do that. And we do with ourselves, our internal battle. Should I do this? Oh, no, I should do that. You know, there's that internal back and forth. I call it the wrestling match inside your brain.
Yeah.
We don't need to do that.
Yeah, well, that dueling yourself.
Mm-hmm.
That's a real, true, fantastic journey. That, you know, one of the first things that awoke me with God and that I started to hear God was that whole stop fighting yourself. Who are you, one or two?
Who are you, one
Cause
or two?
You know, cause, yeah, is it me or myself or I?
Yeah.
It's kind of like, I want this. I want to eat ice cream at, you know, I want to lose weight. I want to eat ice cream at 8 p.m. I want to lose weight.
Yeah.
I want to eat ice cream. I mean, yeah. You know, and on some level, now I think that that might have been entities, just other entities occupying with me or something,
mm-hmm.
you know.
They're all fighting for the ice cream. So here's
right?
the thing for ice cream for the audience. So here's a neat thing. You like this. So you can have your cake and eat it too. So here's the thing about ice cream. I love ice cream. If you bless mm-hmm. whatever you eat, if you bless it, take 5 seconds, 10 seconds to bless it with the divine light, to bless it with
mm-hmm.
gratitude, it changes the whole vibration of the food.
Mm-hmm.
And here's how you prove it. You take regular tap water that tastes yucky, smells yucky, right? And you bless it for 30 seconds. We have a little blessing protocol. Well, it actually takes about a minute maybe. But you bless the water. Huh?
Is that we, you, and your guides?
When
you said we have a...
yeah, I always talk in the we when I'm in this modality, yeah, because it is a we.
Sure.
We're not just I, we're we. So say a one-minute blessing on the water. You hold the water between your hands, and you bless it, and you hold
mm-hmm.
it up to the light. And that water will taste sweet. It won't smell funny. It'll be good for your body. So if you can bless water and change the taste of water, let alone the frequency, you can do it for food. You bless the ice cream.
Sure.
You bless
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
And why do you need to get fat over ice cream?
I don't know, because I just had that belief.
Well, no, that's because you were taught that.
Right. Well, yeah.
Yeah,
and I
see,
wasn't just taught by my parents. I was taught by nutrition books. And,
sure.
You know, it raises
uh-huh.
blood sugar, blah, blah, blah. I mean, it's
yeah.
literally like all of that that I learned and paid thousands of dollars to get a college degree in and Ayurvedic stuff. You know, it's the only thing that's real true is what's light in my heart. And I know my knowing. You know, now I know my knowing. It's taken 40 years, but I know my knowing. And, you know, there are certain things that my body doesn't like, and they are, you know, the same as what nutrition book says. My body doesn't really care for too much gluten. Can take some. And but I go and I bite in a hamburger with a big old bun. I know, you know, that there, you know, it's like I would do that not from my being, but I would do that from my ego or my, not even ego. It'd be kind of like the not asking, hey, body, what do you want? You want to eat this? Because as soon as I think about eating it, it's like, blech. I want to put a big old burger in my mouth kind of thing, right? You know, and I just, you know, don't, it's not because of something that happened in the past anymore. It's just because I would ask my body and say, and I'm so
mm-hmm.
used to doing that now that it becomes second nature. Forgot,
yeah.
you know, that other people don't do that. That's interesting. All right, you guys. Well, we've kind of run long and we've kind of, but this has been very fun. So we meet again on Wednesday, same time, same place. And the audios, you know, they're, you know, passcoded, so you just need to go on the website and the passcode is there and everything, and you all should have it. So just want to remind you that, you know, things are going to start posting there, MP3s will be there, and that's where you'll find everything. So I will send out a few email reminders, but just so you know, if you ever get lost, there it is. And it was in the initial email that you received when you bought the course, or the one I sent out just today. All right, Kenji. Well, this was fun. Let's have more fun. Go deeper,
yes,
Wednesday.
More fun. Wednesday.
Right.
Thank everybody for being on the call.
Thank you. Have a wonderful evening. Bye-bye.
Bye.